Chapter 28. Christoph. That deep laugh rolled out and echoed through the now lit-up chamber. All of my companions immediately grabbed our weapons and fell into fighting stances. We slowly walked through the chamber, looking every which way, but we found no evidence of who that bone-chilling laugh belonged to. "Who's there?" I called out. My voice sounded hollow as it echoed through the room. Another menacing laugh reverberated off the walls, making it hard to tell where it was coming from.
"How nice of you all to come snooping around in my temple."
The voice was deep and smooth, and if it weren't so alarming, it would almost be calming.
"Show yourself,"
Rosmarin shouted out from near a pillar carved to look like a monkey.
"You're right. How rude of me not to introduce myself."
The voice leered at us. A dark figure materialized in the center of the room near the high ceiling of the chamber and slowly descended through the air. He landed gracefully on the altar and spun a green orb around in his black-gloved hand. The man was tall and slender with long white hair that fell past his shoulders, and he wore the long black robes of a sorcerer. He flashed a sinister smile to reveal vampire fangs.
"Forgive me, I am Zillin. And who might you all be?"
His voice rolled out smooth, too smooth, and everything about him felt wrong. He continued to spin the green orb in his hand. It looked like a match to the ones by the throne. I slowly circled the altar, and as I neared the vampire, I saw a green smoke swirling inside the ball. Onyx and Rachel also walked around the other side of the man, and our eyes darted from him to each other.
"What are you doing in this temple?"
Sahar crooned at the sorcerer, matching his soft, seductive tones. He laughed again with a twinkle in his red eyes.
"I live here, sorceress."
Sahar shot Jasmina a look, and the djinn returned it with a knowing glance. All the information we had gathered from Sophia, Jasmina, and from Erwin's vast knowledge of the world told us Tenochtitlan had been nothing but abandoned ruins for centuries. It wasn't until only a few months ago that the people of Nahuatl had noticed something happening in the old city.
"Tenochtitlan has been abandoned for years,"
Jasmina uttered. Her voice was even, but she gripped her no longer glowing staff tighter.
"Well, Tenochtitlan has a new master."
Zillin grinned as he outstretched his arms.
"Then you're the one drawing all the evil here,"
Rachel shouted with her fierce wool doe held out in front of her. She looked like a black panther ready to pounce at any second.
"Me? No. Well, not at first, maybe. You see, there is an evil that sleeps within this temple."
His bright red eyes flitted to Sahar, and then to Jasmina.
"I think you already know this. I came here because of that power, and when I arrived, the zombies were already here. However, as I am an honest man, I will admit that I have been bolstering them, with more zombies and my lichlings, of course."
"So, you're the one building the army,"
Erwin muttered. Another laugh rolled from Zillin's grinning mouth.
"Well, yes, that is precisely what I'm doing."
"Why?" I asked, pointing my dagger at him with my other palm outstretched, ready to use my power if I needed to. The jade orb still rotated in Zillin's hand, and something inside me drew me to the stone. I didn't want him to have it. I didn't know what he planned to do with it, but my intuition told me it wouldn't be anything good.
"Why not?"
Zillin countered. He let the orb roll from his palm up on top of his fingers like it defied gravity. Then, it floated back over his fingertips into his pale palm. I assumed he had to be a sorcerer as well, because that wasn't vampiric power doing that. Without taking my eyes off of him or the orb, I moved toward where Rosmarin stood by the monkey pillar. Her silver eyes darted to me, and I mouthed, the orb to her. She gave me a nod, acknowledging that she understood. I continued to walk around the altar, and Rosamond slowly made her way to Erwin, who would have the best chance at shooting the orb from his gloved hand with an arrow. The two were now across the room from me, but I saw the silent understanding pass from Rosamond to Erwin's eyes.
"What are you planning to do with that army?"
Onyx asked as she stalked around the vampire. She held her greatsword out in front of her with both of her hands. Her muscles were taut with anticipation, and she narrowed her yellow eyes at the sorcerer. The Doombringer was ready to strike. As she moved behind Zillin, he had to turn around to look at her.
"What does anyone plan to do with an army?"
he responded, and gave Onyx a smile that I knew sent fury flaming through her. I continued my own circle around him, letting my superhuman body sense the small movements of my friends as they prepared themselves for a fight. "I don't know. Some people use armies for protection, but I can't imagine why anyone would want to protect some dirty old ruins." I spat toward the white-haired vampire. He was being coy, which was annoying me as much as it was infuriating Onyx, and Rachel was ready to unleash her own fury on the sorcerer at any minute. We were more than ready to figure out what the hell he was doing and, if need be, kill him where he stood.
"I guess you are right, powerful one."
He spun around and locked his creepy red eyes on me. I stopped circling him and held his gaze as he continued.
"Now, tell me who you are. I've introduced myself, and it's only polite you tell me about yourself, since you did intrude so rudely into my home. You're not human, but what are you?"
His pale face turned flat, and his voice trailed off into a dreamy whisper. For a second, I couldn't move or say anything. I wasn't sure if he had put some kind of spell on me, but an odd rippling sensation ran up and down my body. Something tugged at the corners of my mind until Rachel spoke, breaking me out of my momentary trance.
"We don't have to tell you shit,"
she growled.
"We've only come to inform you that you don't live here anymore."
This time, a loud, chilling laugh came out of Zillin, and the tension in the room increased tenfold. Onyx and Rachel were silently communicating with each other, planning out their initial attack, and the rest of us prepared ourselves to fight after their alpha strike, Erwin with an arrow ready and pointed it at the orb.
"We have you outnumbered, Zillin. Leave while you still can,"
Rosamond ordered. Her eyes narrowed as she stared down the vampire. He glared at her, and her gleaming sword pointed toward him, and smiled.
"You are a pretty one. You know, if you joined me, we could be all powerful and rule this world. Think about it. Two vampires taking the world for our own, shaping it into what we want it to be."
He reached his free hand toward Rosamond. She stepped forward and started lowering her sword while the rest of us stood in shock. Had he put a spell over her? "Rosamond?" I breathed. She wouldn't join him, would she? She stepped closer to the altar, her eyes locked onto Zillin's. She looked like she was going to lower her sword fully, but her mouth opened into a yell.
"No!"
On that signal, we all burst into action. Rosamond lunged forward and swung her blade hard at the sorcerer as Erwin unleashed an arrow with extreme precision. It whisked through the air and hit the orb, but the arrow bounced off, sent spinning behind him. But Sahar and Jasmina immediately followed by sending electrifying magic vibrating toward him. Onyx, who had been stalking around Zillin like a predator ready to strike, leapt up with her greatsword held high to bring it down on him. Rachel raced forward and swung her blade at the same time I shot a bolt of light from my hand. A puff of black smoke erupted from the altar and filled the room. There was a loud ringing as steel met steel, and when the blackness had cleared, Rosamond, Rachel, and Onyx stood around the altar with their three blades touching, but Zillin himself had vanished. As we registered what had happened, Zillin's smooth laugh echoed from across the room.
Valiant effort. I will give you all that.
We spun around to see Zillin sitting on the serpent throne, the orb still rotating in his hand as his other palm rested on the snake's head.
I see the vampiress does not like my offer. But what about you, light-bearer? Do you want to know what true power feels like? I can show you things you've never seen before. And with that power, I can make you a god.
He beckoned me toward him with his gleaming red eyes, shining out like the stone serpent's jade-green orbs. As much as my brain screamed for me to resist, I took a few steps forward, and that weird rippling sensation crawled up and down my spine again. His voice echoed through my brain, and it sounded like he was standing next to me, whispering into my ear. I don't know if I was under his spell again, but I did know that I wanted him off of that throne. He didn't belong there. I took a step forward and pulled at the light in my core. I let it build in me until I felt it burn, and I screamed as I released another glowing beam from my hand. It sparked across the chamber toward Zillin, but he vanished again, and the light dissipated into the back of the throne with a spark. Zillin's hair-raising laughter echoed from behind me, and I spun around, furious. He was now on the other side of the room, standing in front of the blood basin and the giant mural.
"Brilliant show of force, light-bearer,"
he shouted.
"Truly, you have a power I've never seen before. But if you won't join me, then I'll just have to kill you and take that power for myself."
A giant ball of darkness fell over Zillin, and in an instant he was back in front of me on the altar. He shot a black stream of magic at me, and I rolled out of the way just in time. Onyx leaped at him again and slashed her sword down, but the gargoyle was sent flying back by a blast of the sorcerer's magic. Sahar threw a fire spell at him. It singed the air as it sailed toward him, but with a wave of his hand, Zillin extinguished the flame before it came near.
"You like fire, do you?"
the now crazed vampire screamed. He shot a fireball back toward Sahar. The ball spun and spat liquid fire from it, but Jasmina wrapped Sahar in her arms and their bodies turned translucent and shimmered as the flaming ball flew through their ghostly bodies and exploded into a pillar behind them.
"So, you are a spirit,"
Zillin exclaimed.
"You have a powerful group of friends, light bearer."
He turned and shot another ball of darkness my way, and on instinct I let a blast of light fly out of me. My light connected with that black magic, and he and I were locked into a fierce battle of power. His black beam pushed against my power, pulsating as it threatened to rip through my light into me. My companions used his momentary distraction to launch more attacks at him. Erwin fired an arrow that he didn't notice until it was too late. The arrow lodged into his shoulder, causing him to falter. That let my beam of light rip through his magic and strike him. The blast sent him flying backward, and he smacked into a pillar that looked like a giant stone lion and crumpled to the ground. Rachel was on him. She swung her crescent blade low, but Zillin rolled away and kicked her. She fell as her blade lodged into the lion pillar. The crazed man laughed and ran along the far edge of the room. Even as he held his injured arm across him, he ran with the green orb still in his hand.
"Get the orb! Destroy it!"
I shouted and sent more bolts of light sailing his way. Rosamund helped Rachel up, and then the two vampires were chasing after him. Erwin sent a volley of arrows toward him as Sahar and Jasmina lobbed spell after spell his way. Onyx was the closest to him, and she lunged for him, but as she swung her sword and it was about to connect with his body, he disappeared. We all stood panting and looking around for where he would appear next.
"You've really given me no choice, have you? Time to awaken the others who call this temple home."
His voice was painfully loud as it bounced around the chamber. Zillin materialized in the air, almost where we had first seen him hanging above the altar.
He held the orb, now glowing green, up high and grinned maniacally.
"Mikui Iza,"
he shouted. The smoke inside the orb twirled around crazily until the orb exploded into a blast of green light.